الحمد لله رب العالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله ربه رحمة للعالمين. Today inshallah we continue our discussion about the theme of this month on how to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And throughout this month we'll help you achieve this objective inshallah, how to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as usual, we'll keep our talk as short as an Edmontonian night, and we'll keep it as sweet as qataif and baklava, inshallah. اليوم إن شاء الله نكمل حديثنا عن الوسائل التي تقرب إلى الله سبحانه وتعالى وذكرنا بالأمس أنه لا يستطيع الإنسان أن يتقرب إلى الله سبحانه وتعالى بغير العلم والشيء الوحيد الذي دعا للزيادة في النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في القرآن هو العلم وقل رب زدني علما. You will not be able to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we said last night, except with knowledge. Without knowledge, you can't make it. And the only thing that the Prophet asked for increase in the Quran is knowledge. In Surah Taha, the Prophet says, O Allah, increase me in knowledge. He didn't say increase me in positions or leadership, positions or cars or homes. He said knowledge. اليوم إن شاء الله نتكلم عن جانب آخر من الأمور التي توصل إلى الله سبحانه وتعالى ألا وهي الرفقة الصالحة. الرفقة الصالحة كل منا مسافر إلى الله سبحانه وتعالى وأنت تحتاج في سفرك إلى الرفقة الصالحة أصحاب الخير الذين يدفعونك إلى الخير. So all of us are on a journey to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and on that journey, to be able to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make it to Jannah, you have to have a good company. People who will always motivate you to do good. فهذه الرفقة الصالحة يذكرونك بالله إذا نسيت وينصحونك إذا أخطأت ويرفعونك إذا وقعت. So this good company, they will always remind you of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if you forget. If you make a mistake, they will give you advice. If you fall down, they will give you a hand. فهذا هو الفرق بين الرفقة الصالحة ورفقة السوء. رفقة السوء يبعدونك عن الله سبحانه وتعالى. وإذا وقعت يعني أزادوك وقوعا لا يرفعونك. أما الصالحون دائما يمدون لك يد العون ويرفعونك. So this is the difference between a good company and a bad company. The good company, they will always pull you up. A bad company will push you down. So this is the difference between the two. And in the following 2 or 3 minutes, we'll give examples from the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ and the Quran and the actions of as-salihun, the righteous one, to know the benefit of having a good company. The Prophet ﷺ is ordered in the Quran to keep the company of the good. وَاصْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مع الذين يدعون ربهم بالغداة والعشي يريدون وجهه. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the Quran, stick with the righteous ones. Those who call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by day and night, they are seeking His pleasure. Purely for His sake. وفي حديث النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في الحديث الذي رواه أبو هريرة والحديث في الترمذي المرء على دين خليله فلينظر أحدكم من يخالف. In the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, Abu Huraira narrated that the Prophet ﷺ says in an authentic hadith collected by At-Tirmidhi, you are as good or as bad as your friends. These are the words of the Prophet ﷺ. You are as good or as bad as your friends. So pick your friends carefully. This is an advice from the Prophet ﷺ. وَإِن صَاحَبْتَ الصَّالِحِينَ وَلَمْ تَسْتَطِعْ أَنْ تَعْمَلَ بِعَمَلِهِمْ أَخَذْتَ أَجْرَهُمْ. كيف هذا؟ في حديث أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه في صحيح الترمذي يقول الله تعالى إن لله ملائكة سيارين يعني يسيحون في الأرض يطلبون مجالس الذكر فإذا رأوا قوما يذكرون الله تعالى نزلوا بهم وحفوا بهم بأجنحتهم فإذا رجعوا إلى الله تعالى يقول الله تعالى: كيف تركتم عبادي؟ قالوا: يا رب تركناهم يسبحونك ويمجدونك ويحمدونك. فيقول الله تعالى: أشهدكم أني قد غفرت لهم جميعا. فيقول: يا رب ولكن فيهم فلان خطاء، يعني مش مخطئ، ده خطاء، صيغة مبالغة، كثير الخطأ، عاصي وظالم، ولكنه يجلس معهم، هو مش قاعد عشان يتعلم معهم أو يذكر، هو لا، ناس صالحين طيبين قاعدين، فقال لك نقعد معهم يمكن نستفيد من خيرهم. فقال لهم الله تعالى: أشهدكم أني قد غفرت لهم جميعا، وهو منهم. So if you stick to the righteous people, even if you are not as good as they are, or you don't do as much as they do, you will get their rewards just because of the good company. And this is supported by an authentic hadith narrated by Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu in Sahih al-Tirmidhi. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends angels to travel the earth. So every time they see a good company, people are sitting together, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and studying the Quran, then the angels will descend upon them and will hover around them with their wings. So when they go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will ask them, how did you leave my servants? They say, oh Allah, we left them praising you and glorifying you and remembering you. So Allah will say, bear witness that I have forgiven them. I have forgiven them. But so you say, oh Allah, but this guy at the end of the circle of knowledge, he is not a student of knowledge. He was just passing by. He saw some good people remembering Allah. He sat in the back just to listen to them. He is not participating with them. He's not a good guy. He's not a good dude. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bear witness that I've forgiven all of them, and he is included. Because he is sitting with them. وَتَذَكَّرْ أَخِي الْكَرِيمُ وَهَذَا مِنَ الْأَعْجِيبِ أَنَّ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى قَدْ خَلَّدَ وَمَدَحَ كَلْبًا أجلكم الله في القرآن لأنه اتبع الصالحين وجلس معهم سيقولون ثلاثة رابعهم كلبهم وكلبهم باسط ذراعيه بالوصيف امتدحه لأنه اتبع الصالحين وذم الله سبحانه وتعالى هامان لأنه اتبع الظالم فرعون فانظر إلى هذا الأمر العجيب الله سبحانه وتعالى glorifies a dog in the Quran because it followed righteous people. In Surah Al-Kahf, you recite it every Friday. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this dog in Surah Al-Kahf several times because it followed righteous people. It is mentioned in the surah several times. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala criticized and humiliated Haman, who was the follower of Pharaoh and Fir'aun, my countrymen. So you have to remember this. And I conclude with a very touching story. And every time I read this story, in just a few seconds. أحد الصالحين كان يطوف بالكعبة ليلا فسمع رجلا يتعلق بأستار الكعبة ويقول اللهم إني أعلم أني عاصيك. والله يعني هذه كلمة طيبة إن الإنسان يعترف أمام الله سبحانه وتعالى أنه على معصيه. فقال اللهم أعلم أني أعصيك ولكني أحب من يطيعك فاجعل محبتي لمن أطاعك شفاعة لي في مغفرتك. الله أكبر. So in this story, one of the righteous people, he was making tawaf around the Kaaba and he saw a man holding the robes of the Kaaba and was praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at night and he was saying, oh Allah, I know that I disobey you, I'm disobedient, servant of yours. But I love those and I follow those who love and obey you. So make my love for the righteous one be a shafa'a or intercession for your forgiveness to me. Wallahi, it's a beautiful story. If you reflect on the words, they are very touching. So, inshallah, very quickly, the answer for the quiz last night. The winner for today is Brother Abu al-Haq. Yes, come forward, ta'ala. MashaAllah, 20 bucks. Be dancing in the streets. So the question was, if someone and his wife, they are traveling, while they are fasting. Okay, they are fasting during the day of Ramadan, and they are fasting and they had an intimate relationship, jima'. So how do they make up for this day after Ramadan? They make up only one day because they don't have to fast in the first place. But if they were not travelers, then they have to make up for the day by fasting for 60 days or feeding 60 people. This is the rule. So آل اليوم هو أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم امتدح صيام أحد الأنبياء في الحديث وقال إن أفضل الصيام صيام عليه السلام كان يصوم يوما ويفطر يوما. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم praised the fasting of one of the prophets, and he said that this great prophet, he used to fast one day and break the fast one day. He used to fast every other day. Who is this prophet? If you know the answer, inshallah, email me at cicimam@gmail.com. Jazakumullah khair.